Hello. How are you? It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's back. It's back. It's Wednesday, October 23rd. How's it going out there, everybody? It's Dave here and all the best stuff that we gabbed about on the show today. It's Smack Your Coworker Day. So we started off with some violence. We heard about a guy that did a rather unconventional thing to get rid of his tattoo. Taylor's candy caused controversy. And we discussed age gap romances today. Fleetwood Mac's Don't Stop was in Song Stories. The Venus sculpture, Venus being birthed, the birth of Venus, there it is. That is causing controversy down under. We had our first winner in Classic Rock Concentration. We're handing out vacations to Florida every day at 7:30 if you can match the squares on our concentration board. And comedian Bob Saget joined us. Always a good time when he checks in. Here's what it sounded like. It is the Daily Podcast.
You know what? I'm beginning to believe that whoever comes up with these days, they're just making them up these days.
These holidays.
Yeah. I mean, every day there's another silly one. And like, we get these from news services and stuff. And I think there's just some guy who puts out these stories and every news service in the country picks them up. That's all it could possibly be. Today is National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day.
Come here.
Ah! So, Steve, I mean, you should leave early to tell you the truth.
I'll find somebody. Let's go.
This is the only holiday that could either get you fired or arrested.
This doesn't protect you, the fact that it's a holiday?
No. You can't
use that in court?
You can't use that in court at all. It's just like...
Wow, I just got a big headache.
Yes, indeed. But, I mean, come on. What else is it?
Is there any other days?
No,
today?
There's nothing. Although yesterday, and you would think I would be the one who would naturally celebrate this. Uh-huh. Yesterday was National Stutter and Stammer Day, right? And unfortunately, I just forgot.
The John Bell Podcast. John DeBella.
But check this guy out. Matthias Kostas had just gotten a new tattoo, but a week later he decided he wanted to join the airport police force in whatever town it is he lives in. He was told that in order to work there, he could not have any visible tattoos. Oops. And a removal procedure was too expensive. So what did he do?
Cut it off.
He cut it off.
No. Okay. Don't be ridiculous.
He peeled it off.
Now, he used a cheese grater.
Grater
on his arm, right? And he started with a pumice stone, realized that wasn't enough, and switched to cheese grater.
At least go pet
egg.
Jeez, bro.
Right,
does it say what country he lives in?
No, it doesn't say that at all. But I think it's here in the States. I think it's here in the States. It's
God.
After it was all done, here's what makes it even worse. He decided he didn't want to be an airport police officer. So at least he's got a cool scar story.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
So, Cindy, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
All right. If you were here in the studio with us, if you came to work today and you had like a big old bag of candy in your car, right, that was a gift to you.
Right.
Right. Would you share it with the rest of us?
Hell no.
Really?
You're a monster.
Wow. Really? All right.
I'm glad you don't
see
what it
is. See, this is the women in chocolate thing. It's like, you'd have an easier way taking their babies away from them than taking away chocolate.
But what if the chocolate was purchased by somebody else for us in the studio and would you still leave it in the car and eat it yourself?
Well, no. Yeah, no. Okay.
Especially if that person texted into the show and said, make sure you share.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Yes, then I would share for sure.
Yeah, because Taylor's dad, Matt, put a whole bunch of candy in her car this morning with a note that said, make sure you share. And she left it in the car because she wants it all herself.
Well, I can't entirely blame her, but why did she tell you?
Well, she didn't. Her father texted in and let us know that it was there.
Blew up her spot.
Right. It's the kind of daughter you have, Matt. Right? She doesn't pay attention. Well, why am I surprised? Matt always talks about how she doesn't pay attention to him.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird and my bush.
MGK.
Cindy, what was the widest age gap between you and someone you dated, whether they were older or younger? Which way did it go?
I think I probably dated somebody that was like 5 or 6 years older.
Than you? Okay.
Yeah. Something like that. 6 or 7, maybe.
6 or 7. Or,
Right. Oh, it's getting tall.
Right. He had already gotten his ARP card.
Yeah, I think when I was in high school, I was dating somebody in their mid-20s.
What?
Okay.
My God.
Yeah. Wow.
That's like a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
Dude, when you're in high school.
Yeah.
Gross.
All right. What about yourselves?
A year,
that's it?
I think for me, only like she was like 3 or 4 years older. Uh-huh. So she felt like a MILF at the time. Yeah. But now I'm like, it was nothing.
Yeah, I chased a MILF when I was in college. There was this woman that was like, she was part of this theater group I was in.
Right. Oh, so you had a shot at her.
Yeah, I had a shot, but I also had no game, right? So I had no shot, I never had game. The reason why I'm bringing this up is, I don't know if you heard, but Dennis Quaid got engaged.
I saw the picture, yeah.
Right? Do you know how she says her last name? It's Laura Savoie?
I don't.
Is that S-A-V-O-I-E? Savoie?
I don't even know who she is.
Right. Yeah, I never heard of her until this.
Well, Dennis is 65 years old.
Yep.
Right? And Laura is 26.
Yeah, I saw a great tweet about this that said Dennis Quaid's new fiance or girlfriend is one Chris Pratt younger than him.
That's a 41-year difference.
Yeah, that's insane.
Love is love for us.
Yeah, there's got to be a plan of some kind.
I was looking for a guy who is old, rich, and a sucker, so I logged on to OldSuckerMatch.com.
OldSuckerMatch.com is the only dating site that has helped countless women find older, rich men who are willing to put up with their immaturity just so they can have a hot wife. Celebrities like David Foster, Alec Baldwin, and now Dennis Quaid.
Now me and my husband are living happily ever after. Right, honey?
You're after my money?
No comment.
OldSuckerMatch.com.
Can I have more applesauce?
Log on now.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Univest Bank, the definition of here to stay, univest.net, the site to go to. I want to say something, I want to tell you something about Fleetwood Mac's Rumors album. Now, there, a lot of the stuff about that album we already know. An insanely large amount of cocaine was consumed during the course of that album. And not only did that happen, and this is one of the greatest albums of all time. Here they are doing all these drugs, a lot of pot's getting smoked. Right, and the couples are breaking up. John McVie and Christine, they're in the middle of a divorce. Lindsay and Stevie Nicks are no longer together. Mick Fleetwood is the only one in the band who actually has a head on his shoulders and is, you know, trying to keep the boat on course. But then he says it's all about Christine McVie and how she was the one who came up with this inspirational message when the band really needed it the most.
The sentiment of that song was important. It was not an easy period for Fleetwood Mac emotionally. It was very hard working in the studio with everyone breaking up with each other. Never at one moment did we ever give up. And that's what that song is simplistically all about. There is always another tomorrow, and that's really all we can do as people is live our lives for the moment and be as positive as possible, always to look forward to something and not give up.
Did you figure out what it was?
No.
The John DeBella Podcast.
No, 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 no.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
No.
MGK.
By the way, I have to report, Cindy, you might be interested in this, I have to report a Bush theft.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What'd you do with my Gavin Rossdale?
All right. No, not that at all. It seems that, this happened in Australia, which I thought they were a lot more open-minded than they seem to be. But at the Bridie Island Community Art Center, there has been this sculpture called The Birth of Venus outside the center. Right? And it got moved there from somewhere else because they thought it was a little too risque. And just like the, like Michelangelo's David, mm-hmm. it is this Venus. It's a full statue, and the woman is naked. She is totally naked.
All right.
She's got exposed vajayjay happening as part of this art.
Is she currently having a giving birth?
No, she's not currently giving birth. Right. Okay.
Sure.
No. This is Venus herself. This is the birth of Venus.
Okay.
Kind of like Donatello's, you know.
Is Venus's mother giving birth?
No, will you stop with the birthing? There's no birthing going on here.
It's in the name of the statue.
Right, it's Venus being born.
How did she get born?
C-section, actually. Not a lot of people know that.
Anyway.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, the town was upset, so they decided to put a merkin.
Oh, no. Come on.
Over the vajayjay, okay? They basically, and the merkin was stolen. That's what I was saying.
Good.
So there was a bush theft, okay?
Good. As there should be.
So
it's 2019.
They are off trying
to get it together.
Right. So I don't know. I don't know how it was taken off, plucked, shaved. I don't know how they removed it.
I just can't believe that this statue is in so much detail that they had to put something over it.
All right. Well, have you ever seen the David?
Yeah, I just took a selfie with it.
Okay, right. Nothing like two dicks together.
Yeah.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. He will be at the Keswick Theater this Friday night, and you can get tickets through keswicktheater.com. The one, the only, Bob Saget. How's it going, Bob?
How are you?
I am really well. How are you?
You know, it's funny. We have a relationship, and then we don't see each other very often.
But when we do,
it really counts.
And it's wild because, we thought this was the year that you were coming into the studio, and then you go and book a damn gig up in Connecticut and screw that up.
I know. I was going to be in studio and all that, but I'm going to be back in Philly anyway because I have other stuff to do. So I will make a point of just sitting in your presence.
Okay, that's nice.
Wallowing in your success.
So I'm trying to catch up with everything that's going on in your life.
It's a lot. It's stuff I can't even talk about because I work for the CIA now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's crazy.
Did you get married or are you just still engaged?
I got married a year ago. It's almost a year.
All right. Yeah. I'm losing track.
The last time I was married was 22 years ago, 24 years ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this was, and I came close once, but I dodged that. That was good. I'm just very incredibly happy and very, very lucky. And
she's a beautiful woman. I saw pictures.
I was going to do a joke that's inappropriate and totally not me too, so I'm glad you cut me off.
So you've got two new shows coming. Nashville Squares on the Country Music Television.
That happened in 10 minutes. I didn't know what happened. They said, hey, you want to do 10 shows? I said, what is it? And they said, well, there's no script, and it's you with all country artists and comedians like Bill Lingvall and Tanya Tucker, uh-huh. Who's not a comedian. And I said, no script? Will they bleep me? You just do whatever you want. And
wow.
If you say do whatever you want, you're on country television. I'm on CMT, and I do like country music. I have a bunch of country friends. I never wanted to do Hollywood Squares. I was offered to host it before Tom, and I was offered to be the middle square. And I just didn't want to do it because it felt scripted. You have 5 seconds to say something funny, and you're done. And this is not that. This is just, I'm the announcer. I just talk the whole time. I don't think they could afford anyone else.
Well, can you handle being in a room with that much hairspray at any one time?
Well, no, because it's on my head.
I see.
These shows are different now. If you watch the late night shows, and I've done a couple of them, like Alec Baldwin, Match Game, and To Tell the Truth with Anthony Anderson, and there's booze on the panel now. So these people in those squares, except for the people that had to stop for good reason, there's alcohol all over the place. So people are yelling stuff out, and then we got to cut it out.
Oh, God.
Doing Full House references. I don't know what to do. Got to cut it out. I don't know if you ever watched. See, Full House was a sitcom, and Dave Coulier used to say, cut it out. Did you know that? Did you ever watch Full House?
We all got your Full House joke.
Well, yeah, and why laugh? Because no one laughed when it was said on Full House.
Bob, that last episode of Fuller House should be a couple of the kids get into college.
You know, that was a really good one.
It was almost as good as your cut it out.
I was going to say Fuller House is hard to tell from Orange is the New Black.
Come on, this is a friend of his.
And that's why I'm doing it.
Well, they you got a cousin or something that ever made a mistake?
I got plenty of them. I've made plenty.
It's
I love everybody on that show. That's the truth.
Was it difficult taping those last episodes at San Quentin?
Well, that's really clever. You're doubling down.
We all had to get one in.
No, it's fine. I said a bunch of mediocre stuff before you said that one.
As long as you brought up cheesesteaks, what is your cheesesteak of choice? Are you a whiz person or, you know?
Well, I am because a man's got to pee and I'm getting
older. I knew as soon as I said that, this is going to be a pee joke.
I'm just trying to keep him from bringing up other stuff. I'm insane about a cheesesteak. I'm insane. And, you know, they say, well, for a while it was the Geno's Pats war. So
right.
You just run from one to the other and then you just eat half of one and then go to the other. And then you go and play like you're on some food channel show that you're making a decision of which tastes better.
I can make sure that there are cheesesteaks at your show for post-show, you know, noshing.
Do you have that kind of pull?
Come on, huh?
You know, you have been. How many years have you been doing this now?
Here in Philadelphia, let's see, I got here in 82. What's it, 37?
And before that, where did I know you?
New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's 40. It's 43 years in total right now.
I know you longer than I know people that I spend time with.
I hear you met my buddy Pete Townsend.
Yes. He's your buddy?
Oh, yeah. We've been friends for a real long time.
Yeah, you've known him?
Yeah. We've done major interviews together. We've hung together. We were drinking together when he wasn't supposed to be drinking.
That's good that you keep things confidential.
Yeah, it's very, very quiet.
Let me tell you where my fissure is. You have his email?
Yeah.
Wow. Because
I have his phone number.
I had a rough time. I go to the Who concert at the Hollywood Bowl last week. I'm incredibly excited. I'm like in the front of all the boxes, and they have those are the seats. I'm not talking 1980 dialogue right now.
Okay.
And I'm not dice right now. So I got quiet again.
It always gets quiet when someone says dice.
Yeah, exactly. Or anything else I say. So, but Townsend. I just wanted to meet him so bad. I mean, he's like, I don't fan out over many people, but, you know, from the very beginning when I would see him in Philly with Quadrophenia and, you know, all of it. So I went up to him and there were a bunch of people and I said, hi, I'm Bob Saget. He looked at me without a smile and says, I know who you are. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no, I want to fan out on him, and he hates me.
Bob Saget is appearing at the Keswick Theater.
And my stuff, it's a lot of new stuff, so I'm pretty excited about it. And I'm not as blue. And some people are annoyed. They're like, I thought you were going to be dirtier. So then I, you know.
They were in shock when you were dirty, and now they're complaining that you're not dirty enough?
I don't understand. All I care about is what's funny.
Well, if you're having fun, what the hell? Nobody's going to complain at you that.
Well, and they're having fun, and people need it damn bad right now. So, and
I need it damn bad right now too. But it's not comedy.
Are you married?
Yes.
Oh, you need it bad.
Well, I'm going to try to end this interview for the fourth time. Bob Saget, Friday at the Keswick, an 8 o'clock show. Tickets are available through keswicktheater.com. I will do my best to stop by, unless
please,
I get some sort of maybe I'll get a stomach flu. But if I can, I'll be there.
Well, if you do, bring it.
Okay, I will. You take care.
So good to talk to you, man. I'll talk to you soon.
I love you, dude. Thank you.
I love you, too.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.